This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. It's been more than a month now since the RMCO took effect here in Malaysia, and the priority for all companies now is to get back to work as quickly as possible with the appropriate health, safety and hygiene conditions for their employees and their clients. For many, this is a new territory and a top-down practice is important for enforcement. In line with this, Bureau Veritas, a company that specializes in testing, inspection and certification, are helping businesses here in Malaysia to safely resume work with their Restart Your Business with Bureau Veritas Assurance Solutions. And here with me today to talk a little bit about how this can help your business restart plans is Rajiv AG. Rajiv, a quick introduction about yourself first.
Okay, so I'm the Commodities and Certification Director under the what we call the Commodities, Industries and Facilities Division of Bureau Veritas Malaysia. So basically, Bureau Veritas, or commonly known as BV, is one of the market leaders in the testing, inspection and certification industry, or TIC. So that this is one industry by itself. So what we have been doing is, for the last 192 years, we've been providing independent quality, health and safety, environmental and social responsibility verification services across a multitude of industries. So some of our services are very industry specific. For example, the services provided by our marine, offshore and building and infrastructure business units, those are very industry centric, while some are generic. For example, services provided by our certification or government services and international trade business units.
So, prior to the year 2020, how big is this industry? Like, you know, how much of focus do organizations actually give in your sector?
Okay, so again, it like I said, some of the services that we provide are very industry centric. So, especially like industries which are highly regulated, like the oil and gas industries. So they generally, we are one of the considered like a household name in those industries. When it comes to third party verification or inspection or survey, so generally highly regulated industries, they have to conform to international standards or local government regulation. So in to demonstrate compliance to this basis, they engage companies like Bureau Veritas. Why? It's because we've been in the industry for quite a number of years. This has been this is our bread and butter. We don't deviate much other from the independent verification and testing. So sometimes the organizations also need our help because they need to verify, for example, suppliers. They have suppliers across a multitude of countries. And what they need is, they need somebody who's independent to go and verify whether the suppliers are conforming to local regulations or conforming to even within their own company standards and so on. So in that basis, they engage Bureau Veritas. Why? Because we are located in 140 countries. So you can possibly sign a contract in US, but we can roll out an audit or verification program for a US-based company across 40 countries or 52 countries, for example. Mm-hmm. So that has been our selling point and strength for the last 190 years.
So what was the strategies and the plans that you had for the year 2020 before, what happened, with the pandemic?
Yeah, so basically in 2020, what we do every year is we try to look out for major contracts. I mean, in some industries, what we do is very straightforward. I mean, I would say there is not much room for innovation. So we had already planning to secure some major contracts through some of our business units, and this would have contributed to a very healthy revenue pipeline. But unfortunately, some of these contracts have been delayed or postpone because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting lockdowns in the respective countries.
So one would assume that, with the pandemic, it also represents a big opportunity for you here because, you've clearly been in the space where verification was important, but now it's ever more so important, especially in the industries that you seem to be pretty core in. Talk to me about the changes that happened once the pandemic actually, started taking place here in Malaysia. What were some of the initial changes or I guess challenges that you've noticed on your side?
So across most of the business units, what usually happens is our jobs are scheduled in advance. So meaning to say, more or less, we can project our estimated revenue generated for the coming months or even up to the full year. Now, as the COVID-19 cases started increasing in Malaysia, we were getting feedback from our clients inquiring if they could postpone the scheduled inspection or audit activities to later dates. Now, some even inquired whether we have put in place SOPs for our personnel working at their establishments. So as the numbers started becoming alarming, what happened is we had scheduled inspection or audit activities which were cancelled abruptly because of suspected COVID-19 infections within the client's establishment. Now, when the movement control order came into force, we were fortunate to have some business units which were classified as essential services, especially those that were related to oil and gas and port services. But generally, a few of the business units which provided a generic service, they were impacted quite drastically. And we saw a reduction of up to 70 to 80% of our revenue month to date.
How much do you think the perception or the importance of health and safety aspect of workers has shifted with this ongoing pandemic?
I think it has increased significantly. I mean, employees are the backbone of any workforce. And it's more so for service-oriented companies like Bureau Veritas. I mean, as individuals, we are at risk every day from the possibility of being infected. I mean, whether it's from your travels to work, using public transportation, or just doing your weekly groceries at your neighborhood store. And companies have put in place control measures to minimize the risk of employees being infected. Now, I think some of the common practices we have seen in place these days are like recording body temperatures, providing appropriate PPEs suited to the work environment, social distancing within the work areas or public areas, employee rotation, and many more. Having an infection within the work establishment puts companies at greater risk. Why? Because you have the risk of having the work establishment being temporarily closed as part of quarantine measures. You probably have to send all your employees working within the affected establishment to undergo COVID-19 testing. And most significantly is the disruption of the economic activity.
I'm speaking to Rajiv AG, the Commodities and Certification Director for Bureau Veritas, and we'll continue in just a moment. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and with me today is Rajiv AG, the Commodities and Certification Director for Bureau Veritas, talking about their Restart Your Business with BV Assurance Solutions. Rajiv, could you explain a little bit more about how this came about and also how you're now reaching out to new industry verticals that you previously never used to engage with, right?
Yes, correct, Jeff. If you look at all countries, those that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting lockdown, I think the priority from the moment the lockdown was imposed is for all companies to get back to work as quickly as possible. And most importantly is to implement appropriate health, safety and hygiene condition for their employees and their clients. So what happened was, like I said, Bureau Veritas, we have an industry reputation as a leader in the testing, inspection and certification industry, especially in matters related to quality, health and safety. So what happened was we saw that we also needed to go back to work as quickly as and safely as possible. And we had some of our clients, in fact, engaging us, saying, hey, can you help us out to come up with a solution that will help us get back to business as quickly? So restart your business with Bureau Veritas is basically a suite of solutions that meets the needs of all sectors of the economy. So when I say all sectors, it's your business to consumer, your business to business, and the business to public as they reopen the economic activity. Now, what we do is we address all the risks specific to all the places where people live and work. We also train teams effectively on hygiene, good practices, and we also check to ensure that protective measures are properly set up and implemented. Now, how this thing works is it works in three straightforward steps. First, we help organizations. Step one, we help organizations define the list of control points. Now, what we have done is we have developed a checklist with consultation internally and externally. And this checklist includes all the items to control in order to ensure compliance with good hygiene practices, social distancing, and all other recommendations of authorities. And what is the most interesting thing is we have right-suited it to meet the local regulations in force at the time of audit in every country to control the risk of COVID-19 contamination. Mm. Now, step two is, of course, you need to conduct the inspection or audit. So what we will do is we will conduct field inspections or audits, preferably unannounced. So meaning unannounced here is in the sense that we have an arrangement with the management of the organization, but the people who are working in the organization will not know we are coming. So to check that the expected protective measures are implemented efficiently. Now, for companies with a regional presence, what they can do is they will leverage on BV's network of auditors in more than 140 countries to serve their networks that need to be audited. Now, so like, for example, hotels, later I'll disclose. So like hospitality industry, they have a large, like some of the major brands, they have establishments all across the globe. So they would engage BV to help them implement or audit all the establishments across the globe. And finally, the third step is to grant the label. Now, once the independent verification has been completed by a duly qualified auditor, we will grant a label and a certificate which can be used within the business premises. Now, the label and certificate has a unique QR code, which leads to a global traceability website displaying the audited organization's basic information, the name of the organization, the location, and when they were audited by BV. Now, since we started implementing this program, our biggest wins has been in the hospitality and retail industry. So currently, we are working with some prominent industry players like Accor, Melia, Shangri-La to roll out inspection programs for their establishments. Currently in Malaysia, we are also working with some local industry associations to roll out a program which is suited to the industry players. We are also a delivery partner for an innovation group called Beyond 4, where we are in the midst of finalizing a comprehensive end-to-end COVID-19 prevention program for industries.
How big of a change in SOPs for many of the different organizations, especially in the sectors like, you know, hotels and retail, with the new SOPs that are in place? And is this an area of challenge for the businesses that are actually, you know, going through this reopening phase?
Yeah, very good question, Jeff. So definitely we see that the SOPs that are being put in place presently has changed the way businesses deliver their products and services. Now, I think the main challenge faced by organizations now are to implement safe and hygienic controls within the establishments practical to the nature of business. Now, there are a lot of SOPs, there's a lot of requirements under SOPs that are out there. Some are by the government, some are by independent parties, but most importantly, you need to ensure that whatever controls that have been recommended is suited to your nature of business. I mean, for example, an SOP for a spa may differ from that of a car wash. Mm. So because of the nature of environment, the premises, the way the people move within these establishments. So it has to be very practical. Secondly is, and this is the most important one, and the most difficult one, I would say, is to ensure both the employees and the clients or consumers within this business establishment adhere to the controls. Now this will be a daunting task because we are dealing with human and human behavior. So enforcement of SOPs and the continuous monitoring of compliance will prove to be a daunting task for most organizations.
And that's interesting, right? The training aspect with the staff, that's going to be critical in ensuring that we are going to be operating in a safe manner with the strict SOP. So in terms of your in, how do you sort of assist them in this journey? Because there is the technology side, but then there's also, like you mentioned, the human element where, you know, training needs to be involved and the consistency in the, various different understanding of using the technology as well.
Yes, correct. So I think, like, when it comes to training, what we are doing now, we are part of this innovation group. And what we are working is we are working with the other partners to develop a program which is suited to the different elements within an organization. So we are talking about the senior management, the middle management, and the actual employees itself. So, I mean, of course, when you're talking to senior management or middle management, you're going to train on more on the overall impact and aspect of the importance of having an SOP. But when you talk to the employees itself, you have to explain to them the actual nitty-gritty details. You know, why is it important to ensure they use sanitizers or regularly cleaning the workspace, maintaining the social distancing within the work area or public area. So that is going to be the challenge. I mean, we have seen a lot of organizations place SOPs, as we know that in human nature, for the first few days or even weeks, people tend to comply. But over time, if there's no enforcement or there's no monitoring of these implementation, people start to go back to their old ways. So how Bureau Veritas comes in, we work two ways. We are working to establish a training program to assist industries to train the right suit, the deliverables, to the right people within the organization. Secondly is, because we are involved in independent verification, so we will come in and check whether the actual implementation. And that's why the element of it being an unannounced audit is very important. Because if you already inform the respective parties you're coming in, they would implement it. They would, establish habits to show that they're complying. But if you make it unannounced, you're going to see it as it is. So, and that's where we can help organizations identify the gaps between the SOPs and the actual implementation.
Looking ahead, Rajiv, when a possible vaccine is found and, businesses can perhaps operate in an easier condition, what do you foresee happening with all the investments that's made today for this current new norm?
I mean, Jeff, one thing we have seen from the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting lockdowns is that the state of mind of individuals such as you and myself, I mean, it's changed. If you compare currently, our state of mind post-lockdown have changed significantly compared to pre-lockdown. I think we all have adopted or even embraced the new controls in its entirety in what we now dub the new normal. So even with a possible vaccine in the horizon, I mean, such positive outcomes will definitely improve client-employee confidence with regards to COVID-19 prevention measures, but it will not drastically change the mindset that things are safe. And I think this is something we will need to accept will be the new norm, at least for the next 1 to 2 years. So I would say the investments that have been made by organizations with regards to COVID-19 prevention are here to stay for the long run and maybe even completely redefine the way we're going to do business in the future.
The health and safety aspect will be, a priority even after a vaccine is found then.
Yes, so I think it will, I mean, we have talked to some organizations to implement this program. And they said they are looking at least for a program that is conducive for 2 to 3 years. I mean, and I can foresee this, especially for business to consumer market, where you're looking at high human traffic. And we have seen cases where even after lockdown measures have been lifted, the cases started to increase again. So people's mindset will be, there's still the fear that even if things appear to be normal, is it really normal? I mean, are we really safe? So yeah, vaccine will definitely boost the confidence, but will it actually change my mindset that things are safe? No, I don't think so. Mm. So definitely control measures are here to stay, and at least for 1 to 2 years, maybe possibly even 3 years.
Rajiv, before we go, I guess, you know, one final question is, what would be your message or advice to the many different SMEs in Malaysia who have yet to really kind of like implement, you know, the new SOPs in this new norm with technology and also, you know, the manpower stuff to combine those two elements? What would be your message to them?
Yeah, I think the concern that sometimes that SMEs have, and this is a valid concern, is sometimes when we implement new measures or controls, it sort of impedes the way they do business. And we know that SMEs are sometimes, for them, financially, they have been impacted by the COVID-19 and lockdown. And cash flow is something of essential. So, but needless to say, they must understand also that the consumers or the clients' mindset has also changed. And I think a lot of clients are looking for businesses which are implemented safe and hygienic practices. I mean, if you put two SMEs together and if you compare Apple to Apple, I mean, one which has implemented safe practices, for example, like web conferencing tools or contactless payment, and the other one which is still adopting the older way of doing business. I mean, we as consumers will definitely choose the one that has adopted safer business practices. Mm-hmm. So I would say that if you failure to adapt may spell a negative outlook in the long run. So businesses have to cater to the demand of the consumers are looking for safe and hygiene practices.
That was Rajiv AG, the Commodities and Certification Director for Bureau Veritas, talking about their Restart Your Business with Bureau Veritas Assurance Solutions that can help businesses to safely resume their work. You can download the podcast now if you miss any parts of this conversation. It's available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandu, and you've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.